How do you view the current situation with Alzheimer's disease? Is there a need for earlier detection?
I would say there's definitely a need for earlier detection. We have learned over the past decades that Alzheimer's disease can only be successfully treated if we detect it as early as possible. The main advantage or the main progress that we have made in the meantime is that we are able to identify the pathology of Alzheimer's disease in the cerebrospinal fluid and with imaging techniques. And this is now used to detect Alzheimer's disease very early on. But unfortunately, not so many patients are referred to specialized clinics like memory clinics so far. So if we want to treat as much as possible patients that are suffering from Alzheimer's disease, we need more patients that are early on diagnosed.
Alzheimer's disease does not appear to be a monocausal disease and requires treatment that is more tailored to the individual patient. How do you view the future treatment of patients with Alzheimer's disease?
This is a very important point. We have focused on amyloid as an important protein which is associated with Alzheimer's disease over the last decade, I would say. But obviously, there are more pathological mechanisms that are of importance. And if we want to treat Alzheimer's disease successfully in the end, we also have to target other mechanisms than amyloid. Today, we are very closely to the point where phase three studies testing the efficacy of anti-amyloid antibodies might be successful. There is one conditional approval for an antibody in the US, aducanumab. But now we should go on and we should focus on other mechanisms like inflammation, which is also of importance in Alzheimer's disease, obviously.
What are your views on comparing anti-amyloid and anti-tau antibodies with GLP-1 RAs, whose action mode of action has not been defined, but for which there are data showing a lower incidence of dementia in patients with type 2 diabetes?
GLP-1 agonists are very interesting with regard to adding this to other already tested mechanisms like anti-amyloid bodies that I already mentioned. Regarding tau pathology, this is obviously also of interest, but we were not successful so far to interfere with tau pathology in Alzheimer's disease when we approached this part of the disease, testing the efficacy of antibodies. So GLP-1 agonists are of interest because they obviously cover many different aspects which might be of relevance in Alzheimer's disease.
How do you view the current and future role of providers in the management of Alzheimer's disease? Are they expected to grow?
Due to the fact that there is an increasing amount of patients suffering from Alzheimer's disease, due to the fact that we have aging societies, not only in Germany, it is obviously of importance that all providers within the health systems are aware of this disease and of the opportunities to do diagnostics and, based on the diagnostics, to treat Alzheimer's disease most hopefully successful in the future.
Given that semaglutide is increasingly being applied at the primary care level, would it be feasible to involve general practitioners to recruit patients into trials?
I would say general practitioners are already involved. The problem is that today, from my point of view, many general practitioners do see cognitive deficits in older people not as part of a disease that can be treated. And this is the reason why they do not become active. So there is a lot of awareness that has to be induced, especially for general practitioners, that cognitive deficits occurring in older people are not normal signs of aging, but could be part of a starting dementia process, which what should be investigated.
Professor Oliver Peters, thank you very much.